You're listening to Radiola. Well, there's Judge Django again with Nagasaki, and a lot of fun. That was a fun evening last Sunday, and we did so enjoy that that afternoon and evening performance. It was just great. And so yes, under the direction of Doug Robinson, he's the leader and main guitarist, and Harry Aceto also on guitar, and you had Eric Aceto on violin, and Brian Earl on clarinet, Dave Davies on trombone, and also on guitar, depending on what he was playing there. And he was playing a lot of things. And you had Jim Sherpa playing his stand-up bass, and Frank Campos on trumpet. Amazing sounds there. He's not a regular member, but he really made that group It was the group was wonderful to begin with, but he just added that little extra something. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and you're listening online. Playlist should be posted right now on Radiola Blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com. And the show is it's available for you if you want to listen to it, either on Live 365 or if you want to, you know, download it and put it on CDs and listen in your car, which many like to do. And I certainly can understand that because that's where people do most of their music listening. It's hard to listen on the internet when you're in your car, unless you have a really really advanced technology there. It's not easy. Well, we're going to continue now with the Indiana Five again. Great tune from 1927, Clementine. Thank you. Was Joe Ward's Swanee Club Orchestra. Scorching. That was pretty warm, I have to say. Could use a little warmth these days to, you know, burn the chill off. 1928. Before that, the Dixie Stompers from 1926. Static Strut. That's for the regular listeners of WHCL. You know, FM shouldn't have static. I don't know why that was on there, but, you know, if you listen to that station, occasionally you'll hear it for some reason. I don't know why. Beginning with the original Indiana 5, Clementine, 1927. And we're going to continue on Radiola now with Adrian Schubert again. Jack Kaufman again on the vocal. And this is kind of a sleeper, this recording. But it's appeared many times. And I have it on a 78 somewhere. Very good record from 1929. Loving You.
Thank you. go round me on its own. I know I'll never be alone all the time. I'm just adoring you, that's true. Though I don't like it when you're away, I've got to wait for my lucky day. And as long as sometimes we must part, and as long as I have any heart, I'll spend all my time just loving you.
Thank you.
The All-Star Orchestra, Franklin Bauer singing it, and I'd have to say that is one of my favorite recordings of that song, because, well, first of all, it's good jazz. It's very hot, and you don't always get that with that particular song. Sometimes you get Mach Profundity or even Bathos, but there you get a really good recording and somewhat modernistic for the year 1928, Chloe. Before that, Ambrose again. Lou Abelardo singing a very different sounding recording of Piccolo Pete. Normally you don't hear, you're always hearing the original there, the main hit by Todd Weems and Parker Gibbs. But that is that's a fine recording, and I'm glad I found that. Beginning with Loving You by Adrian Schubert, and Jack Kaufman singing it there for you. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. We're going to continue with the music here. Radiola blog, by the way, is the place to check out this stuff. Lots of great links. Links to programs like The Big Broadcast, Forward Into the Past, and the West End Jazz Band, whom we played earlier. You will hear there on that what sounds you'll hear. Excellent stuff from them. And just, you know, buy all their CDs. There's so many great, you get Dan Levinson's site, Vince Giordano. There's a link there to where you can buy his CDs. It's just, there's a lot of things you can do. You should buy CDs, by the way. I'm encouraging that. Even though it just, some CD player manufacturer announced the death of the CD. I don't think, it's it may be moribund, but I don't think it's dead. So just keep buying them. And sometimes I feel moribund, but I'm not quite that either. And I'm Andy Sr. And this is coming up is the Alabama Jug Band again. My Gal Sal, 1934.
you fall asleep. A peculiar sort of a gal, with a heart that was mellow, round good fellow, babe, was my old pal. Your troubles, sorrows, and care, she was always willing to share. Oh, Zazuzay, a wild sort of fellow, but then on that level was my gal. Sounds
Come on, show it, honey, don't feel blue.
Well, we began with Jugs and ended with the Jugs and the Drug, the Django, yada yada. That was pretty. That should be my theme song because that's how people describe my my microphone style. That was recorded this past Sunday. Yes, yep, live recording, done very recently, in Syracuse. And that band does not have a CD, but they are playing at a restaurant called Wildfire down in Ithaca, and we intend to go down and see them down there and hear them, and they're just great. So I hope that if you're in the Ithaca area or if you have an opportunity to travel to Ithaca, you check out their usual gig at that restaurant, and I will post links to their site and their their doings on my Radiola blog. Before that, you heard The Stolen Sweets again. Regular Boswell Sisters arrangement there. Heebie Jeebies. And that came out this year, 2009. And on their album, Sleepy Time in Chinatown. You can buy that through CD Baby. Beginning with the Alabama Jug Band, My Gal Sal. 1934. Next on Radiola, we're going to hear... Now this is not a happy tune for me, I have to say. At least the idea of it isn't. It's a great record, but I have to say that this is something I dread. It's my nemesis, only because it tends to knock me off the air for weeks at a time. Adrian Schubert's orchestra and Irving Kaufman singing Hockey.
Thank you.
And there's Jack Purvis again, Down Georgia Way, 1930. Great boy. I love those records. He's elusive, but he's good. Before him, we heard Jack Hilton, another Jack, a pair of Jacks. Jacks are better to open, I guess you could say. Jack Hilton, If You Want the Rainbow, You Must Have the Rain, 1928. Well, I'm sorry to offer all my friends in Britain. They're going through some rough time right now, and I hope the rain does let up soon. It's been a rough autumn for them over there. So let's hope things get better very soon. And Adrian Schubert's orchestra, Hockey. And I know what I'm in for with hockey. At least hockey is something I can measure and judge and figure out where I have to be. But that's it's not really a natural disaster, but it keeps me quiet for a while. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm Andy Sr., and this is Radiola. And we're coming to you during Thanksgiving break, which means this is an internet-only broadcast of Radiola. And now, speaking of autumn and all those good things that autumn brings us, here's a guitar duet by Albert Harris and Ivor Marantz, is how I'm pronouncing his name, Mairants, 1935 recording, Autumn Harvest. Thank you. And that was Boots and His Buddies, The Vamp. Sounds a little like Hocus Pocus from Fletcher Henderson, which essentially it was, 1936. It's a good recording. I enjoyed that. Yes, nice Texas band there, Boots and His Buddies, for that Albert Harris, Ivor Morantz, Autumn Harvest. Well, let's hope your autumn harvest has been a good one, and many good things have happened. I'll probably be back on WHCL next week, barring any grim eventuality that I hope is somewhat further down the road than next week, that is. And right now, this is internet only. I'm Andy Sr., of course. Radiola is on every week, but I put this up early as a special. And I hope it eases your holiday weekend, this wonderful music. And I'm going to close the program this evening with a Benny Goodman, Bill Dodge transcription from 1934. Great group of people on there. Oh, boy. Just marvelous recordings from 1934. And this song is entirely appropriate, because what am I thankful for? Well, you'll find out. Thank you.